Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. Following that big wet that hit at the end of last week, we're seeing plenty of runoff into our rivers and dams. We still have a minor flood warning in place for the Arara River at Coots Crossing and watch and act alerts in place for people in parts of Coffs Harbour and Boambie. In Kempsey, Council has started controlled releases from the Stuart MacIntyre Dam to prevent damage as it nears 100% capacity. Meanwhile, down around Sydney, SES teams are still busy. There have been about 5,000 incidents statewide and hundreds of homes are still under evacuation warnings. Any reports confirmed which parts of the Mid-North Coast are facing the greatest rental pain. According to Suburb Trends, Kempsey and Coffs Harbour are doing it the hardest. Founder Kent Lardner says that's based on several factors.
Are there choices for renters and will vacancy rates? Well, if they're very low, that places some upward pressure on price. And the other one that we look at, the main variable we'll look at, is rental affordability, which is the percentage of household income allocated to rents each week.
Workers at hundreds of community preschools across the state are calling for a pay rise. Their union will launch a campaign today, wanting these employees to earn roughly around what a public school teacher brings home. And there's been a record-breaking number of people camping or hitching a caravan in New South Wales. It equated to 20 million nights last year, the state's highest numbers on record. Lyndall Gray from the Caravan and Camping Industry Association says everyone appears to be enjoying the great outdoors.
Some people assume it's just retirees hitting the road with the van or the motorhome, but it's not. Very much these days, the young family market, people having the opportunity to get out and close to nature in our parks, which are just incredible, in the best locations.
The wet weather played havoc with local sport over the weekend. The opening round of the Hastings League was washed out, with those matches to now be played over the June long weekend. While there was just one game played in North Coast football, Sawtelle thrashing Coffs United 5-1.